circumstances, and actually it doesn't matter that I've had the disease and I'm bursting with antibodies.
Two large laboratories are to be set up in the UK in a bid to dramatically boost coronavirus testing capacity. It's hoped they could be on stream next year and be able to process around 600,000 tests per day. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Leachbridge.
If you were persuaded to swap your company pension for a self-invested personal pension or SIP, then you're not alone.
Thousands of people could now be worse off in retirement because of bad financial advice.
To find out how much you could be owed for the money you've lost, get a fast, free initial assessment from APJ Solicitors.
Text EASY to 60777.
It's no win, no fee, subject to terms and conditions.
Text EASY to 60777 now.
APJ. Authorised and regulated by the Solicitors Regulation Authority.
From Radio News Hub, I'm Paul Riley. Jack Grealish has been hailed as outstanding despite England's 2-0 loss to Belgium. Manager Gareth Southgate praised the midfielder and insists his side are always improving, but the Three Lions won't be competing at the Nations League finals. There are growing calls for Lewis Hamilton to receive a knighthood after he won his 7th World Championship. Hamilton has been labelled the greatest British sportsman in history as he matched Michael Schumacher's record at the Turkish Grand Prix yesterday. And Dustin Johnson has set his sights on more major glory after his dominant victory in the 84th Masters. The world number one car did a closing 68 at Augusta National to finish 5 shots in front on 20 under par. The American says it's a dream come true.
Growing up, so close to here, you know, it's always been, you know, a tournament that, you know, since I've been on tour, that, and, you know, since I played my first Masters, it's been the tournament I wanted to win the most.
Dustin Johnson there after clinching the Masters green jacket.
J-Lo and Justin Bieber were among the winners at the E! People's Choice Award. The youth-focused, fan-voted award show included categories including music, film and TV, as well as celebrating online culture. The ceremony took place at Barker's Hangar in Santa Monica, with some stars appearing in person, while others chose to take part virtually. Sir Cliff Richard is to perform his Christmas hits from his home as part of a digital carol service. Nile Rodgers is to host the event, taking place in aid of the Nordoff Robbins Music Therapy Charity. Stars will perform from their homes around the world, as well as Abbey Road Studios and St Luke's Church in London. EastEnders' Corrie and Emmerdale are up against each other at the Inside Soap Awards. The three programmes and Hollyoaks have been nominated in the Best Soap category. That takes place virtually next Monday. And Captain Sir Tom Moore has notched up another accolade, this time becoming the oldest cover star for British GQ. The 100-year-old appears on the front of the title, usually graced by Hollywood A-listers and music stars. From Radio News Hub, I'm Jules Eatsbridge. It should stay dry for most this afternoon, although more rain is on the way. Very mild for the middle of November, with highs this afternoon of 13 degrees Celsius.
You're listening to Channel Radio. Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Are you frustrated with IT issues? Let AnyTech take the stress out of all your tech worries. With more people than ever now working from home, reliable technical assistance could help save your day. Mac or PC? We can help. Friendly service, free quotation, competitive rates guaranteed. AnyTech, IT home and business support service covering Kent and East Sussex. Call 07745 178 665. That's 07745 178 665. Or visit our website. All the W's, anytech.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Here at Loch Associates Group, people are our business. Use our Flexi Retainer against any of our employment law, HR, health and wellbeing, and mediation services. All at a price that suits your business and with no long-term contracts. Use this time to recover and grow your business and let Loch Associates Group deal with your people needs. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. The Business Bunker Radio Show is pleased to be sponsored by SpinnerJet, the facilities management company, commercial cleaning, grounds maintenance, jet washing, and much, much more. If you want to find out more, email info@spinnerjet.co.uk.
And Ted at Folkestone, the event is on Saturday the 27th of Feb, so this is an early bird ticket, which is currently available. You can go to tedxfolkestone.com with a /attend. It's going to be a big online event, they say, and they've got big plans to get creative with the talk videos, as well as having lots of breakout activities. They're currently doing a mascot design competition for 11 to 18-year-olds, and you can get all of the details going to tedxfolkestone.com, as I said.
Fantastic. I had a tweet from the Recovery Well that says, Business Bunker, I'll try tuning in for a bit, but I am allowed to work on clients at the moment that are in pain or having other conditions such as insomnia and depression. So I have a client, but I hope you're having a great show and I will try and listen in between sorting out the client, presumably.
Well, yeah.
BNI. Is the world's largest business networking and referral organisation, and last year members in BNI UK and Ireland generated over 520 million of business for each other. BNI's sole aim is to help businesses and individuals grow through a strong support network of like-minded business leaders and the opportunities for personal and professional development. 2020 has been a challenging year for everyone, particularly for small business owners and those in certain industries which have been crushed by the pandemic. There are also plenty of people that have found themselves being made redundant, and as such, they have chosen this time to start a new business. This is where BNI can help. BNI meetings can provide everything that a new business needs to thrive: expert advice, qualified suppliers, moral support, personal development and training, and more business opportunities. As well as these benefits, BNI wants to help the business community by doing something concrete. With this in mind, BNI UK and Ireland are delighted to offer a free one-year membership to eligible applicants who started their new business in 2020. To be in with a chance of winning the free membership, all that is required is for potential new members to submit their application to a participating chapter before the 23rd of December 2020. Charlie Lawson, who's the National Director of BNI UK and Ireland, said, "We want to do our bit to help to kickstart the economy, and in particular to those people who took the plunge and started their new business in 2020. This is your opportunity to take advantage of all the business growth opportunities the BNI can offer for free. So what are you waiting for? Submit your application to your chosen group and you could be the lucky applicant. For business owners who haven't yet visited and are interested in learning more, you can go to the local website, which is bnikent.co.uk, or if you want to find out more, you can email them at office@bnioffice.com. So the website is bnikent.co.uk if you're a new startup and you want to apply for the chance to win free membership for a year. Do check that out.
That's a good one. Protect yourself from scams. Lots of scams going on. I've had quite a few texts, actually, this last couple of weeks, purporting to be from HSBC, and I'm not even with HSBC.
Yeah.
So stay vigilant about scams, which may mimic government messages as a way of appearing authentic. Search scams on gov.uk for info on how to recognise genuine HMRC contact. You can also forward suspicious emails claiming to be from HMRC to, I've got to say that word again, Paul Andrews, swishing. Swishing, I said, like a German person.
She's spitting at me. Put your mask on.
Yeah. Luckily, we've got mic covers here.
Yeah.
So phishing, which is P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, if you don't know that already, at hmrc.gov.uk. And you can text them on 60599. Don't scam them, though. They won't like it. And access the National Cyber Security Centre. There's a new guide on there on how to stay secure online and protect yourself and your business against cybercrime by searching Cyber Aware on gov.uk. UK. Awful that, especially for the elderly, I think. My mum had a phone call purporting to be from Canterbury City Council, and it wasn't, of course.
Yeah, well, you know that. They'd never ring you.
No, that's what I said to her. I said,
they'd never ring you if you wanted them
to. I said, they're not even in the office. They're all on the beach.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Sorry if you're listening.
I'll tell you what, we caught up with the lovely Liu Batchelor of the Big Ideas show. Let's have a listen to what Liu had to say about the kind of things she's been up to.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Read something else while I find what happened
okay,
to that.
Okay, so there's. Do you have a look at this? This is about an exciting new initiative from the famous Zoe Cairns. It's the Growth Academy membership site. You can follow them on the Twitter at ZC Social Media. And the ZC Academy is led by the international social media trainer and consultant, the lovely Zoe Cairns, and her team. It's a training community for small businesses, entrepreneurs and social media managers. You can find out more at zcsocialmediaacademy.com.
Cool. Let's hear from Liu this time.
Can't wait.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show, Liu Batchelor. Now, Liu, you have been on before, I think, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, a good fair while ago, I think, now.
Yeah.
I can't even remember how long, but yes.
No, nor can I. I just know that you have. But then again, I've been on your show as well.
Your
TV show, which was incredibly good fun. And that was quite a long time ago as well.
Yeah, a scary probably a long time ago. Now I look at it. So
yeah.
Doesn't time fly.
Cool. Anyway, welcome to the Business Bunker. It's a pleasure to see you again and to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. You've been doing some really interesting stuff. But first of all, I just want you to tell the listener a bit about you and what you do and how you do it. And I know you're an all-action woman as well. You get up to lots of things and you travel and you scuba dive and all kinds of stuff. But why don't you tell us about what you do and the Big Ideas show and all of that, and then we'll talk about your TV series, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. So I guess the easiest way to describe myself is a presenter and content producer. I guess the other way I quite like describing myself is human guinea pig. Because
right, okay.
That's essentially what a presenter does, right? They go and try stuff on other people's behalf. So
I thought you were talking about vaccines.
Yeah, well, not that one. A human guinea pig on for videos.
Right,
so, yeah,
okay.
Quite a fun way.
Cool. And as you say, you've done some interesting stuff over the years in terms of the things that you've done, and you've experimented a lot with the video format and the TV format, which is brilliant. So tell us about, in general, the Big Ideas show, and then we'll kind of move on to the things that you're doing at the moment, and then maybe what you've got planned for the future.
Yeah. So the Big Ideas show was something I started. Oh, wow. It was probably about 3 years ago now or something. And it fell out of doing the TEDx Folkestone stuff. So, right. You know, I run TEDx Folkestone and it's, you know, an international platform for people to come and share their ideas.
Yeah.
But there's only a certain number of slots and there are all these brilliant, amazing, inspiring people that were kind of doing awesome stuff locally that never really got the platform because for whatever reason we couldn't select them all. And kind of the Big Ideas show came out of that going, I want to give people that opportunity to, because it's so powerful, isn't it? Someone just saying, right, what's your story?
Yeah.
And kind of, I was doing a bit of coaching at the time. And I kind of realized, people don't necessarily need coaching. They just need someone to listen. And that's where the Big Idea, so that was the inspiration behind the Big Ideas show. And
it
kind of inspired everything that came after that. Of this simple idea of giving people that platform to share things that are important to them.
Absolutely, and somewhat similar to the Business Bunker show. That we had a similar thing, except I didn't want to put my face in a camera. because it is about giving people a platform. Because as you say quite rightly, there are loads and loads and loads of really interesting people about doing really interesting and innovative stuff, and they don't always get heard or listened to or taken notice of. One, because as you quite rightly say, there's not always the facilities to do it, and two, that people just aren't aware of it. It's one of the beauties of doing the kind of things that you do is your local connections as well,
brings these people to your attention.
Yeah, definitely. I met so many amazing people from doing kind of TEDx and doing the Big Ideas show and a lot of other video stuff. Because at the end of the day, you know, I find an interesting thing kind of as a side comment on content as a whole. There's so much content out there. And I think a lot of people, you know, it can be hard to be seen, but a lot of people want to be heard and want to have that space. So kind of, to be honest, I find it, it's a lot easier and you get a lot more engagement when you involve other people as opposed to me just doing it just myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a good message to people as well that are trying to create content of whatever kind, whether it's podcasts, vlogs, or whatever kind of content they're trying to create. If you don't involve somebody else in it, it can be a bit dull. And also, you know, people go, well, what's, you know, okay, so you're selling me something. Yeah, okay, great. Whereas if, you know, in a more interview-based format or an exploratory conversation format, it adds a lot more to it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And ultimately, you know, a lot of people kind of say about struggling with being on camera and, oh, they know they should be video, but really struggle to just get started. And I think it's because it is completely unnatural. Like, I've learned to speak to camera as a presenter, but you're not thinking about speaking to camera, you're thinking about all the people who might potentially hear it, because it's unnatural. Whereas you have a conversation like this and you do an interview, you've got to find it. If people struggle, it's finding different ways of doing it that is natural, as opposed to just force yourself to do it, because otherwise it can come across that way too.
Yeah, and the art of a good interviewer such as yourself is to put people at their ease and to make it a conversation.
Yeah.
Because when people get into a conversation, they relax, they forget about their surroundings, become passionate about whatever their passion is, and tell you about it in a way that's really good content.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's, to be honest, why I got into interviewing and presenting as a whole, was because, you get to really hear people open up. And when someone goes down that road and you can hear the energy just change in how they're being, and being able to kind of keep them going down that road to light up, it's a wonderful opportunity for me as a kind of presenter to be able to share that with them. And then hopefully then it comes across well as well for the listener.
Right, absolutely. Just for what it's worth, with TEDx Folkestone, is anything happening with that at the moment? Are you doing it virtually, or is it in abeyance?
No, so we're going ahead this. Well, we delayed the start slightly, but we're still doing an event. Kind of, I'm going to say in inverted commas, this year. So it's 2020-21. It's a virtual event. It's on the 27th February, and I think initially having to go virtual was a bit of a, you know, it takes away a certain something. But what we've been able to do this year is add a certain something different. So we're really going creative with the videos. It's not just going to be a person standing on an empty stage delivering. We're going to add all sorts of creative twists. And it makes the virtual event different, because we can do more than what we would have been able to do in person with a limited capacity of people who can attend, all that sort of stuff. So it's definitely going ahead with a different twist.
Cool. I'm smiling just because I came across a story yesterday that just, I shouldn't smile really, because it's cruel. An organisation that I know in London stage an annual awards ceremony. And obviously this year they couldn't do it live, so they did it virtually. And I got a message last night, because it was yesterday, saying, it turns out that we did the entire award ceremony, but nobody could access it.
So they
did the entire event with no audience at all, because nobody could get in. technology strikes again. I guess the thing about that is you can go, right, well, we'll do it again tomorrow. And this time, people watch.
You give me anxiety dreams about
sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sure TEDx Folkestone will be a massive success. It always is.
Thank you.
And when did you say? February the
27th.
27th, okay. So we'll look out for that. And I'm sure once you're ready to let us know, you will, and we'll promote that and promote who you got speaking and all kinds of stuff. So we're happy to do that. But what I want to do now, Leo, is talk to you about your current series, TV series, because it's brilliant. It's just fantastic. it is on the nail. And I guess that's why you did it, because, you know, it's where we are. And it's called When Laid Off Paid Off.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a bit about When Laid Off Paid Off?
Okay, brilliant. So, well, it kind of came about as a lot of the stuff I'll do is about kind of helping people share their, you know, their big ideas, the big idea show that we talked about, and with the TEDx stuff. But it was kind of going up. A lot of people are not in that stage at the moment. They've got kind of more fundamental things to worry about. And that was the inspiration really behind Laid Off, Paid Off. Mm. And it kind of started a bit by chance. I put a post out saying, has anyone ever been made redundant and actually it ended up for the better? Like the silver lining was better. And got so many positive responses. And I thought, wow, there's kind of something in this. And I went back to people, asked them, like, would you be happy to share a bit more detail about your story and kind of submit it to me? Got loads back. And it was kind of going, right, I've got these amazing stories. How do we turn them into an interesting piece of content when you consider that some people submitted a written story, some an audio, some a video? Mm. And it kind of evolved from there. And what was really exciting was coming up with a package or a style of content that really works for this time we're in at the moment and things being remote. So, you know, some of the stories were done on people's phones, so they're not always the best quality. But what was cool was being able to go, right, you know what, I can do a presented piece that kind of tops and tails these bits. And it was quite fun to go, right, we're going to have a professionally shot piece of content that then goes into, I describe it as like a magazine style content where you've got a bit of everything. And it's
right.
It kind of took that interview and chopped it up. The premise behind it really was giving people like hope and inspiration that if they've been made redundant, there is a silver lining, and it's hard at the time and no one's denying that, but kind of a collection of, I think we've got 10 in season one, and I've got a ton more to potentially kind of do if there's that interest. All these people have come out and the amazing things they've learned, for example, you know, they always wanted to go freelance, but they never quite had the guts to start their own business. So this was the push, or that they ended up going into a completely different industry that they never even would have considered. And then other people who stayed in the same industry, but realized, you know what, I can do this same job for more money with less hours in this format rather than the traditional format of the 9 to 5, which maybe they were doing before. So it was really cool to see those stories and to be able to put it together in an interesting way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, as you said, it's right now at this moment in time, it's needed. I mean, from my point of view, I'll tell you a little bit about how I started it in a moment. But from my point of view, you know, the jobs market is in meltdown. And once furlough ends, it will get worse. So sadly, lots of people will be made redundant. But also, we're going to be losing lots of businesses. Mm. There's going to be loads and loads of businesses closing. So in order to recover, we need to do two things. We need to create some new businesses and we need to create some jobs. And going and starting your own is the best way of doing that. Yeah. And funnily enough, it just so happens that I started my business when I was made redundant.
Yeah, awesome.
just to emphasize one of the things you were saying, I had an incredibly well-paid job. And although I've always been fairly entrepreneurial, and at other times in the deep and distant past, I had my own business before I was, got a full-time job and yada, yada, yada. But it was, while I had a job, it was too hard to give that up, you know, a job and a family. It's too hard to give that up and go, do you know what, I've got an idea to start a business. But when you're forced down there, you go, right, that's it, you know, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
So I launched my business using my redundancy package 21 years ago now. And, you know, I'm unemployable now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so awesome. So it's really good. And also, it's interesting what you said, that some people launch businesses in fields that are completely new to them.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I love that because I think that is the essence of entrepreneurialism. Is that you go out and look at a market and think, oh, I could do that, or I could do that better, or I could do that differently.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not knocking anybody because it's perfectly acceptable, but a lot of people just go into business doing what they already do, and that's just freelance. There's nothing wrong with that at all, and it's absolutely perfect and brilliant, and we need that to happen. But I like those people that are entrepreneurial and go, do you know what? I'm going to find something different to do, or I've seen that, or I'm going to give that a try, or I'm going to, do this.
And it's that interesting thing, isn't it? That's what I love about, be it freelance or business or, doing your own thing, essentially, is being able to find your unique way of doing stuff and how, even if you do go into something that, was what you did as an employed thing, you're going to have different, and any individual will have their own life experiences. And you kind of get this, it's like that Venn diagram, isn't it? Of like where you get that intersection between what you know, but something else that might be a hobby or just a random other experience. And that's where you get really unique businesses, isn't it?
Because absolutely. It's a really interesting thing. If you kind of deconstruct it and look at a lot of businesses, that people that don't know what they're doing tend to be better at things than people that do. And what I mean by that is we do get stuck in these echo chambers and bubbles, And I remember years ago when I had a corporate role, but I was quite young and naive, and loads of people would tell me, no, you can't do that. We've done it this way for 40 years. We tried it once that way, but it didn't work. We're going to carry on doing it. Whereas someone that doesn't know what the industry knows comes along and goes, well, you do it like that for, you might as well do it like this. Yeah. And they radically change a marketplace because they bought completely fresh view to an established market. And that for me is where things really take off for people. So I love that. So I've seen 3 episodes that you've done so far.
Yep.
And I've watched all 3 and they are brilliant. Am I on tune at the moment? There's not episode 4 yet, is there?
No, not yet. I've made them fortnightly releases kind of going forward. Obviously with everyone being, the furlough being extended, like you said, it's the stuff people are worried about, but equally it's not ending anytime soon. So we've got a nice long run up until early Feb with the show. So it's 10 episodes in total for this season.
There's going to be 10. Wow. Yeah. Okay. And how many people have you interviewed so far?
So we've got, I've got about 20 plus. I think it's 21, 22 odd.
Right.
Had released the initial kind of first 10, and then we'll see how we get on.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. What's your favourite one so far?
I don't know, they're all nice in their own way.
Yeah.
But there's one that stands out, which is Anne, who I think she's episode 5. She had a real, like, when I doing the kind of expert interview, I think it was with Eleanor, and we were like, yeah, go Anne, sort of thing. She kind of real had this, I really worked out my values, and it was a kind of like no messing around sort of response that she had to, like, 2 fingers up to all what was going on and kind of took control. And it was a really empowering kind of piece in the sense that she got a sense of her own value.
Right.
And then, and she was, her thing was, she stayed in the same industry but went to being a consultant so she could do less work for more money.
Right. Okay. Like it.
So that one that sticks in my mind, because he was empowered from the redundancy as opposed to, God, they let me go, all this kind of stuff. So that's one that sticks in my mind. But they're all nice in their own way.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do like what you said there. It is that sense of empowerment, isn't it? If you go into it even just thinking, I've got to do this because nobody else will give me a job, then you don't really have the motivation. And starting any business requires an awful lot of personal motivation and hard work and tears and all kinds of stuff to get you up and running. And my partner Amanda's just launched a new business because she was in the events industry and that just disappeared. And she's launched a completely different business. She's started a livery yard. And of course, you know, she's working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, you know, it's really hard and grueling work, but, you know, she's passionate about it, which is nice. But, you know, so you need that passion to drive you to get over the initial phases of the shock of being in business for yourself.
Definitely. And there's nothing like a little bit of that right balance of passion and excitement. Oh my God, the possibility. But also a little bit of fear is not the right word, but the, oh God, is this going to work? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about, maybe it's just me. I'm hardwired to kind of like a fairly high level of uncertainty. But if there's not a little bit of fear, then I kind of like run out of energy with it. I like to know, is this, there's a chance this might not be able to be, to happen, might not be possible. Yeah. And that's kind of spurs me on.
I can imagine that, because you are a bit of an action woman, aren't you, to be honest. You do get up to some stuff.
Yeah.
Safaris and diving and shark wrestling and all kinds of stuff.
I'll add that one to the list.
Shark wrestling. I'm sure I've seen a video of you shark wrestling. I'm sure I am. Leo, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
If people want to view either the series Laid Off, When Laid Off Paid Off, or your more general work on the Big Idea Show, what's the best way to do that?
So the When Laid Off Paid Off has gone out on the Big Idea Show pages. So that's on YouTube under the Big Idea Show, LinkedIn and Facebook. Just they can search the big Idea Show or When Laid Off Paid Off, because I don't think there's anyone else with that name. And then equally, my page, my website is leubachelor.com, and then they'll be able to find links to all the various kind of stuff through there. It's always the easiest way, isn't it? Or just Google me. At the end of the day, I've got an unusual name, L-I-U.
Yeah.
No, there's not really many other people, so I always come up top of Google, so I'm easy to find.
Absolutely. Leo, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Actually, all those links are on the Kent Business Radio website as well. So if you want to find any of them, go to the Kent Business Radio website and they're all there. And you just click through to the links to Leo's website, Facebook page and YouTube channel. Leo, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, as always. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to TEDx in February. Yep. Do let us know about that. I'm looking forward to episode 4. Of When Laid Off Paid Off, and I've thoroughly enjoyed the first 3 episodes. And I've just to let you know, because I posted links to it on some of our job pages, we've had loads of really interesting feedback of people that have been inspired by it. So thank you.
Awesome. That's awesome to hear. Thank you so much.
No, absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you soon. Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. That was the lovely Liu Batchelor of the Big Idea Show. And what a fantastic event. I've watched the first 3 videos of that, and there's some brilliant stories. Do check it out. There's some brilliant stories. The Big Idea Show, you can find it on Facebook or on YouTube. When Laid Off Paid Off, fantastic. And we did mention earlier, Liu is also the organiser of TEDx in Folkestone, which is happening in February.
Well, the lovely Tazy64 says the virtual TEDx Folkestone event sounds fantastic, and the beauty is that so many more people will be able to attend and experience the stories too. And a big hello also on the Twitter to the Place Changer, who's been listening to the gorgeous Rebecca Smith, and he is Graham_Galpin, the Place Changer, Town Centre Place Changer and speaker.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Everest Web Design, and they say, we're listening to Vanilla Web and Jewel Circuit for another Business Bunker show. Please, can we get a shout out? Well, of course you can. Do consider yourself shouted out.
Yeah.
Give them a follow on the Twitter. Everest W Design is their Twitter handle. And the lovely folk, the lovely Sean Murphy. Sean. Sean Murphy.
Yeah, it could be Sean.
It could be Sean, but it's not a Sean.
You never know nowadays, of course.
Sean Murphy of this parish, Women in Business Radio Live. She says the CSI Global Women in Business got listed on the Global Entrepreneurship website not long now, and so pleased to be included as well. So congratulations on that. Well done. And we wish you continued success with what you're doing. Blimey. It's going a bit... Bonkers now.
Did you mention Charity Buddy, Paul Andrews?
I did mention them, okay, but so you can mention them again if you want.
Big shout out to them.
Yeah.
And also, who else? Oh, hundreds. It's gone a bit bananas. Nurse Liz is asking me about low-fat salad dressing.
As you do.
Yeah, and I've told her. And I said about, I always add spring onions to my potatoes. I make a really good potato salad,
right.
But it's not low-fat, but it has olive oil and all sorts in it. But spring onions, but I thought spring onions, she wouldn't know what that, she thinks it's scallion.
You can add chives as well.
Yeah, I know, but wouldn't she call a spring onion a scallion?
Oh, who knows?
I don't think they say spring onion in
America.
They
probably don't, yeah. No. Phil Wilson's been on again. He says, hi, everyone.
Is he drumming still?
I will be opening up Medway Drum Studio again in December. Christmas lessons and January new starts. All levels welcome, complete beginners to working professional players. We're talking high levels of COVID precaution. So do check that out. Pip Drums is his Twitter handle. He's fantastic. He's really, really brilliant at teaching percussion. Do you know what?
Yeah.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
There's a webinar, BSI, Creating a Safe and Hygienic Workplace. You can hear from a panel of experts about the many uses of PPE and when is an appropriate time to use it, as well as how to keep your workplace safe with information and free resources. This is taking place on Thursday the 19th of November, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. I'll give you the links for all of these when I've read them all out, because you can find all the links in one place and it's easier to do it that way. So I'll give you a link for all of these to book them when I finish reading them. There's the FSB Maidstone Virtual Networking. Meet other businesses and expand your network at our next virtual FSB Connect event. That's hosted by Peter Searle, and it's the FSB Connect Online event with Metro Bank on the 25th of November at 4 p.m. And I'll give you, as I said, I'll give you a link for all of these in a moment. There's a Maximise Your Membership event. That's taking place this Thursday, the 19th of November, from 12 p.m. until 1 p.m. It's a webinar, and you'll get great guidance on making membership work hard for you and your business, especially at this critical time. So that's this Thursday, 12 p.m. There's a Folkestone Women in Business Brunch, which is a virtual networking hosted by Wendy Flanagan. And that's taking place on the 26th of November. The FSB would like to... Would you like to represent small businesses in your local council, on a board or at stakeholder meetings? We're looking for driven, passionate business owners who understand Kent and what it's like to run a small business. You would attend meetings, mostly online for the moment, and share the FSB's key policy messages and research, whilst also raising the profile of your own firm. You then give feedback and key points to the Kent FSB team. If you're interested in being involved in that, if you could drop an email to the Business Development Manager for the region, that is Alison Palmer, and her email address is alison.palmer, P-A-R-M-A-R, at fsb.org.uk. I think that... No, there's one more. They also require, or the Financial Ombudsman Service is looking for new SME expert panel members whose expertise and experience can help it reach the right decisions in resolving complaints. It's looking for people who have experience operating at board level, who could be called on in a variety of areas, including commercial finance and insurance and forensic accounting. If you think that would suit you, you can go to the following website, vacancies.financial-ombudsman.org.uk. That's vacancies.financial-ombudsman.org.uk. fsb.org.uk. And that's the FSB events news for this week. Do check out any of those. If you want to book any of those things, find out more about them, get details or register to attend, they can all be found in one place, which is the kempbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB.
I like what you did there.
Did you see what
it's
I did there?
It's a good place to go, isn't
yeah.
it? You find out everything.
If you actually go to the homepage of the website, there's a tab at the top that says FSB that's got loads of information about yeah. membership and all kinds of things. So you can find out everything you need to find out about the FSB in Kent and Medway in one place.
And they're fighting the corner during COVID as well for us. So that's good. All small businesses. And now Tasey64 is listening at leisure now, I do believe. Probably curled up with a little curly whirly and a coffee. And she says, interesting conversation around Liu Batchelor's shows and how change in circumstances can force people to reevaluate where they are and what they want to do. And also to see the opportunities after redundancy in particular happened to me too, she says. And didn't realise your biz grew from redundancy too, Paul.
It certainly did.
Yeah. My biz grew from having children. Every time I went to a meeting with ICI I was working with, you know, one of them would, the school would call me and go, yeah, little Johnny's ill. So mm-hmm. it was just decided I had to work for myself.
Yeah. It was funny. I launched a business when I was quite young, and the first client I got made me a ridiculous offer to go and work for them full time. So I did. And then I ended up working in that industry in banking and finance for years. And then when I left and started again, and then all of a sudden I got made redundant again. So I had to start all over again.
Well, but, and you're good at it because you're a Leo.
Well, it's just as well because the pandemic has just killed my business again. So yeah. at 66 years of age nearly.
You're reinventing.
I've got to start all over again.
What are your plans?
I haven't got any.
Have you got a vision?
No, I haven't got
going
a vision.
Going to acting or something?
Acting? Yeah. Virtual. That would work, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, somebody's putting on a pantomime. I was just hearing about it. The Blue Peter presenter, not from our area.
You're trying to get me dressed in that pink tutu again, aren't you?
He's putting on a pantomime in his garden. He's had it all filmed and everything. It wasn't one of our, you know, Blue Peters. It was a modern one. You know, I'm Valerie Signalton. Who are you? Patch?
Blimey, nobody knows who you're talking about now.
No, Valerie Signalton. She's still alive. I think she lives with Joan Armour Trading. I'm not sure if that's a rumour, but what a great couple they must be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to catch up on some of the tweets, but while you're doing that, I just wanted to ask Rebecca Smith here, how things are in the university space.
Good
Rebecca's from the University of Kent, based in on the Canterbury campus there. How are things? You know, I mean, it must be very difficult.
I think things are very strange on campus at the moment. Campus is open. We have students who are living on campus and we are doing a limited amount of face-to-face teaching on campus as well. Mainly, though, we've pivoted to online.
Yeah.
We're using Teams to deliver what we're calling a blended learning approach. And the students have really responded magnificently.
Right.
You know, and staff and colleagues as well, taking advantage of that kind of technological space and the things that it can do to bring us together. But, yeah, no, to be sure, it's an odd time and it has a significant impact on the financial position as much as anything else. We're already facing,
sure,
like all new universities, that population contraction. Some uncertainty around Brexit and what that means, and then the pandemic. So
yeah, no, absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it? Because the technology exists to do online learning, has, you know, just, even with things like
Who Jimmy Flip?
No, the university, online university. What's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Open
University. Yeah.
That must be flying now.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is that the technology has been around for a long time to do online teaching and online learning, but that's not really the point of university, really, is
no,
it?
No.
You know, from a student's point of view, it's all about the
leaving
crack as
home
well.
Growing up.
It's that rite of passage.
Learning to cook baked beans.
Exactly. No, you don't cook baked beans. You eat them cold. What's the matter with you?
Out the can.
Yeah, yeah. If you leave them cold in the can, they last much longer. Weeks they last.
Do you know, I used to love a can. It's made me want some now. Yeah. So, yeah, open university must be rocking, surely.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, I mean, my point was that, you know, for all of this and for how people have tried to adapt,
I don't, you know, a lot of people are saying with a lot of industries, well, because you've adapted now, will you ever go back? But of course, universities will go back because a lot of the point of being at university was was the social environment as well as the learning environment.
And it's all the foreign students as well. So that, if you live in Kent, you grow up, and it's just great to meet people from other universes, other countries. Yeah. And well, they're going up to Mars now.
Mars?
Yeah, yeah, Mars and the moon and things.
The University of Mars?
Yeah, that's where we'll be.
Yeah, so, I think absolutely. We will keep elements of what we've learned during this time, but I think we're all looking forward to safely welcoming back our students for that social interaction and those kind of different learning opportunities, whether it be interacting through sport or co-curricular. Yeah. But, we pivoted online, like everyone has, with virtual student fairs, virtual careers fairs, and the student societies still creating those communities for people as well.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if you've read it. There's an email there about the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury being given a government grant to sustain them.
Yeah, that's the Kent Theatre, and they've been given a £3 million cash boost, which bosses say saves it from the threat of permanent closure amid the coronavirus pandemic. And the government announced that the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury will receive that money, £2.99 million, as part of its second round of Culture Recovery Fund grants. So grants are available.
But unfortunately, I don't know how true this is, so I might be maligning someone, but I did see it, so I did read it, that Maidstone Council have either pulled or are thinking of pulling their funding for the Hazlitt Theatre.
Oh, God.
Which will cause enormous problems.
Well, I just think that for everybody, whatever generation you are, Rebecca and I were talking about, elderly earlier, about her auntie and my mum, Ruth, who's 90, and it's like my mother's life has got narrow. And she said, okay, you get my shopping for me, but I just miss my independence. I miss using my Tesco club card and getting my points because I put it on my thing. So I said, okay, I'll take your club card.
You've been stealing her points.
Yeah, exactly.
She's been stealing her mum's points. Oh, Jules, how could you?
But I said to her, I said, right, I'll take your club card. Oh, no, because I might need it. So I can't win. But it's like her choir, everything, and it's the narrowing of life. And I find myself saying to the new husband, oh, we could pop over to Belgium. Because we're so near. And then you think, oh, no, we can't. It's just everything, isn't it?
It was really funny. That's exactly. A couple of years ago, Amanda and I went to Bruges at Christmas, which is lovely.
Lovely.
Brugge.
Beautiful beers out there.
Who cares?
He doesn't drink.
And I said to her, we ought to go again. Of course, you can't.
No, and you find yourself saying these things and then realising it. So our world has got very, I feel my world has got narrow. I've been with my new husband now since February, non-stop every day, except for here, non-stop, sharing an office. So I'm going, can I go up and use the office? No, I'm doing a Zoom and vice versa. Very, very small world. At the moment, we're playing restaurants. So I'm the maitre d' and the chef.
Do we need to know about this?
And he,
this could be dodgy.
And he's the customer. Yeah, we're playing restaurants. Sometimes we play cafes. That's quite fun.
And she wants me to be an actor. Yeah. And she's playing make believe.
Yeah. We've got to. We go bananas if you don't do something. And we dress up sometimes.
I want to say a big we're thinking of you to Lisa Settle.
Yeah, with her foot.
She's hurt her foot.
She's wearing a special boot, I think, now.
Yeah, yeah. So get well soon, Lisa. We're sorry to hear that you hurt yourself.
Yeah, scrapes that happen. And did you read also Everest Web Design? I know you mentioned them, but did you say that? Talking about people making the move from the office. Have you read that?
No, I only read out their so shout-out.
The lovely folks have said, we're listening to Vanilla Web and East Kent Bex, that's you, talking about people making the move from the office to working remotely from home, as well as cutting commuter times. This will also positively affect mental health and happiness, being able to spend more time with the family. And they've used the B-Bunker hashtag. And it is true in a way. I mean, my new husband has lost a stone because he goes out every morning, he's paddleboarding, he's windsurfing, all the stuff he never had time to do.
I think I've got it.
What?
He's stone.
Well, I've put on a stone and he's lost a stone, so it's most annoying. But I'm not paddleboarding and windsurfing every morning and he is.
I bumped into Richard, a chap who's based here in the studios, who runs a thing called Computers for Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, basically they take redundant computer equipment, refurbish it and send it out to schools in Africa and places. And I said to him, how's business going? He went, oh, it's the busiest I've ever been in like 5 years in business. I've never been this busy. And I said, so me being a cynic, I said, well, is that because people are making loads of people redundant and they're getting rid of the kit?
Yeah.
And he went, no, it's because people are working from home. And when they get to work at home, they're looking for space. And when they open a cupboard, it's full of old computer equipment. And do you know what? I did exactly the same. And there's a reason.
But it's all those cords and wires. I've got boxes, no, but I dare throw them away.
Yesterday, I spent the day in my dressing room and wardrobes.
Was that the highlight of your day?
Yeah, clearing out all the clothes that didn't fit me. Yeah, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And putting them in bags. And I went to put them away. And when I opened the cupboard I was going to put them in, it was full of printers, computers, old modems and all kinds of things. Oh, blimey, what am I going to do with this?
And all those little wires, and you're not sure whether you should throw them away or not, in case, you never know.
In case they bring back the Atari.
It could go retro, though. Yeah. It could go retro, yeah.
Well, look at vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've got my old Pioneer decks, I'm going to get them out.
She's hanging on to a ZX Spectrum just in case. Yeah.
The old diamond needle.
Yeah. The next Marsh Networking Online meeting will be at 10:30 a.m. On Wednesday, the 25th of November. Come and join businesses from East Sussex, Romney Marsh and East Kent for professional networking to grow your network and your business. We'll also have our popular discussion about what's working for you in these strange times and how to try and move forward. We've got no joining or membership fees. It's just £5 per meeting, which includes a charity donation. And it's great networking. That's from Terry Botfield. If you want to get involved in that, if you go to eventbrite.co.uk/Marsh Network Online. Or you can find all the links to that and the other events that they do by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh.
Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. So why not enter the Maidstone Awards and the Ashford Business Awards 2020? There is a hashtag for this. It's MStone Awards 2020 and Ashford Awards 2020. There's a free entry and you can go to businessawardskent.co.uk for that.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Richard Shawnee.
Oh, yes. Who's retail mentoring.
Yeah. And he says, Jules, Vanilla Web and FSB Kent, if you would like to discuss the disparity between independent shops and the big box shops, join us tonight on hashtag Indie Hour at 8 p.m. That's on Twitter. So Indie Hour, hashtag Indie Hour, 8 p.m. tonight to talk about such things.
He's great. I mean, Richard is a colleague of mine and is really pioneering and helping the SMEs. And he runs this Indie Hour on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. So worth doing if you're a small business.
Martin from Charity Buddy's been on. Says, catching the last hour of the show. Apologies, I had to go off. Thank you for the two shout outs. We'll listen to the first hour and a half on the catch up. P.S. I used to be a DJ on the old vinyl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Martin Reeves of Charity Buddy.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Hello, Martin. Do love a bit of vinyl. Mm. Do you know what? It's actually the thing of taking out the sleeve. It's all that. It's a bit like, I don't smoke. It's a bit like when you see people roll up a cigarette. It's that sort of time, isn't it? You know, taking it out of the sleeve, putting it on, boom, boom. It's lovely.
Right. Okay.
Meditation. Yeah. SMEs in Kent with ambitions to do business across the channel have the opportunity to take part in a special online conference next week. This is obviously for when we're all released. Mm. It's been organised as part of the Innovative Sector Exchange, the ISE project, which provides support to businesses based in Kent, the Hauts-de-France, East Flanders, West Flanders, and the southwest of the Netherlands.
I hate to think what accent that was supposed to be.
Getting my clogs. To register for the event, which runs from 1:30 to 3:30 and more details, you can email natasha.white@kent.gov.uk. There is a little phone number if you have a pen, which is 00300 0421 053.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Yeah, it is important that we start to expand our horizons when we're allowed back out doing business again. our proximity to Northern Europe is not going to be changed by a political move to Brexit. It's still going to be 24 miles away, and there's still no reason why you can't do business there. And a bit like Darren was saying with business in the Republic of Ireland, you know, it's not that difficult, and there's a lot of help about. And a lot of small businesses shy away from doing business overseas because they think it's complicated. And do you know what? It really isn't. It isn't that complicated anymore.
No.
Although, don't try and buy anything on Amazon France.
Why? What happens?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Pain in the bottom.
Why? What happened?
Well, I was trying to buy presents for my lot in France. And,
oh, okay. So that can be delivered there.
So I bought some on UK, which they would deliver to France, which was fine. Mm. But then a lot of them, they said, no, you can't deliver this. So I thought, do you know what? I'll open an account on Amazon France.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah?
And use Jamie's address. And would it let me? Would it not?
What, because it knows where you live?
Yeah, it went, no, you're in the UK. I can tell from your phone, you can't
but
have
isn't
this.
That short-sighted, yeah. Because people must be doing that.
It shows you how technology can fail when they think it's clever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because what they're doing is they go, you've already got an account. And I go, I know that, but I want another one. No, you can't because you're in the UK and you're trying to open this one in France.
Mm. So you can't sign in using Jamie's sign-ins, his French ones?
He hasn't got a French account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for some reason he manages to use his English account and transfers, you know, gets things shipped.
You could send them a Kentish hamper.
Yeah, well, the problem was I got half the stuff shipped, but it was just three or four items that I wanted to buy where the supplier said they wouldn't ship to France.
Yeah,
I don't know why they wouldn't ship it to France, but they wouldn't.
Well, in the old days, you'd just drive over there, wouldn't you? Stay a week and take it.
Well, in the old days, he would have come home for Christmas, but
know.
You know they're locked down until February. So,
oh, are they?
Yeah,
they're very, very strict. I know in Spain it's very, very strict, and of course they have guns out there, the police, so you don't want to mess.
Anyway, that's brought us to the end of the show.
Oh, that's quick.
So I want to say a huge thank you to Rebecca Smith from the University of Kent, to Liu Bachelor from the Big Idea Show, and to Darren Jarvis from Connect UK. Thanks for everybody for joining in. We'll be back next week.
Bye bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.